Well, road noise assaulting your ears day in and day out can really wear on your nerves and interfere with the peace and quiet you want to feel when you're at home.
But if you'd like to muffle the noise before it even reaches your walls, you might want to consider adding trees to create a natural and a beautiful sound barrier in your yard. Here to tell us how is This Old House landscaping expert, Roger Cook. Welcome, Roger.
Thanks for having me.
So many people use fences to quiet a yard, but that can only help so much, right?
Right, because there's restrictions on how high a fence can be. The great thing about using trees is there's no restriction on how high they can get.
That's a good point. So trees reduce the perception of noise by sort of creating a visual barrier between the source and the hearer, but people are also less conscious of noise if they can't see the source, right?
Exactly. It's a study that was done that says if you can't see where the noise is coming from, it mentally blocks some of the sound.
That's interesting.
You can't see it, it doesn't exist.
Right, there you go. Yeah. But noise is noise, and it's very interesting how it can weave its way through different things to get to where you want to be.
So when it comes to placement of these trees, do you want it to be closer to the noise source, closer to the house, or can you go right in the middle?
Right in the middle is probably the worst spot. Ideally, you want to be as close to the noise source as you can.
Well, and I think in your ideal mind, you want these bushes or shrubs or trees, whatever you're using, to be really close to one another, but you've got to give them the proper space to sort of grow into their own, right?
Well, it's a fine line on what you want to accomplish right away, in that you can pick certain types of trees that will grow upright so that they will grow into each other and become a living hedge, which could get 8, 10, 12 feet tall and really knock down the noise. If you pick out trees that get too big, then you're going to end up pruning off some of the branches, which will let the sound through again.
Right.
Now, when it comes to choosing the trees, I guess you want to decide if you're going to have a deciduous tree that's going to leaf in the spring and the summer, or an evergreen that's going to be green all year round, because without the leaves, you're certainly not going to get the same kind of sound protection, right?
Right. So it depends where the noise is coming from and what's bothering you. Are you out on your patio when this noise is bothering you? And is it different in the winter? If it's just when you're out on the patio, then you could use big deciduous trees with large, large leaves on them to knock down the noise. If it's something you're trying to, like road noise, you're trying to block all year round, then you're better off going with evergreens.
Now, before you make that final determination, I guess it's important to know your hardiness zone.
Yes. You know, there is a USDA map that shows everyone's hardiness zone, and you want plants that'll survive and grow well in that zone. So it's important to pick out the right plants for the right spot.
Yeah, we used Leland cypress to do this in our yard.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's amazing how tall they've grown over the 11 years we've had the house. They've been 20 feet tall consistently, you know, since about 3 years after we planted them. They're fantastic.
But right. How's the noise working out?
Those neighbors moved, but it was a really...
See, so they work perfectly.
It worked great, but I mean, it really was an excellent sound buffer.
Right, but if I plant Leilandi cypress up here, maybe every 4 or 5 years it gets so cold they get knocked back or killed.
Mm. Really?
Yep, so we use arborvitae instead of Leland cypress.
So again, you really got to know your zone and choose the plant that's appropriate for your part of the country.
Yeah, it's an investment. Like Leslie just said, they grow and they grow and grow, and they only get better and better.
They really do.
Not only knock down sound for wildlife and birds and everything else. So choose the right plant for the right spot.
Great advice. Roger Cook from TV's This Old House, thank you so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
Thanks for having me.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.